Croquet, the game of manicured lawns, mallets, and manners, is getting an aggressive update. A group in Connecticut is playing what it calls extreme croquet. Reporter Pippin Ross attended a recent round and sent us this story.
Carrying mallets, spikes, and wickets, 11 men and two dogs strut and hop through a field of tall, tangled grass to the edge of a forest in Granby, Connecticut.
This is going to be one of the toughest we've ever played. This is the real thing here.
20 years ago, on New Year's Eve, Bob Warsick and a couple of his friends
shoveled the snow out of the backyard, put it all in piles, and played croquet. It was pretty eerie.
And, he admits, an inebriated whimsy. But it exposed to them what the game is really about. One of several converts to extreme croquet, Andrew Bowers, says playing in your Sunday best on your grandparents' groomed lawn sugarcoats the real motive: to get through the wickets fast and first by smacking your competitors' balls, that's the wooden ones on the ground, out of the way.
It seems to be a very kind of she-she drawing room kind of thing, and yet the undercurrent is of aggression.
One, two, three, hit.
The game begins the way it always has. Everyone simultaneously aims for the first wicket. The major difference between old and new croquet? Extreme terrain. Frozen ponds, junkyards, marshes, or today's turf, a very steep and rocky forest. Playing nature, not lawns, replaces croquet's civility with survival tactics, like cutting the length of a mallet to navigate this course's 45-degree ascent. Oh,
no matter how many times I cut it, it's still too short.
Huh? Well, no problem. Bowers is allowed to climb a fallen tree trunk to reach a limb he can hang from by his knees to improve his chances of making contact with his ball.
All right, so if I trip and fall and break it so it's lower, it's okay.
That's okay.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
No. Bad aim. It.
Bad aim.
About hitting the tree.
Oh, I should have warned you about that.
Bowers' ball slams into a tree, rolls down a hill, gets picked up by one of the dogs, who then drops it about 10 feet away behind a boulder. The physical demands are much more extreme than playing on a lawn, but the real benefit, Mike Carney says, it's therapeutic.
I mean, going out and whacking things after a week of sitting in an office, this is very good. You want to bring down the world around you, as a matter of fact.
As the game's popularity spreads, extreme croqueteurs are confident that revealing the game's feisty side gives it a shot at becoming an Olympic event, but only if the next host country has lots of junkyards, marshes, frozen ponds, and forests.
Oh, that's going bye-bye, too.
For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.
Kick it into the post! Kick it into the post!
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.